I'm Bill Littlefield. Ahead on Only a Game, the soccer rivalry that's described as El Clásico, which is Spanish for the Clásico. But first, Only a Game's far-flung correspondent Ken Shulman will shortly be embarking for India in order to bring us his impressions of the first bilateral cricket series between that country and Pakistan in 5 years. He joins me in the studio to preview the adventure. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Bill.
India's cricket team was supposed to tour Pakistan in January of 2009, but after the 2008 terror attacks in Mumbai resulted in 164 deaths, for which India blamed the Pakistani Secret Service, those matches were canceled. How hard was it for the two countries to set up the series that will begin on Christmas Day in Bangalore?
It depends what you mean by hard. The countries always have contacts, they have trade, they have diplomatic relations. Cricket, since about 99, has more or less wagged the political tail, meaning they've used cricket to promote better relations. I think the countries realize that it's about time that they resume bilateral cricket ties, and they pushed hard to make it happen.
Cricket has at least sometimes led to understanding and fellowship between the two nations, and maybe the best example of that was the 2004 series. I understand that fans of the two teams have a lot in common, despite the fact that they're citizens of nations that are often or often have been in conflict with each other.
Well, remember, Bill, that India was one country until the British left in 47. It was then partitioned. Punjab was split down the middle. So if you go across the border from India to Pakistan, you find people with the same language. They look the same. They eat the same foods. They listen to the same music. They both love cricket. Many of them lived next to each other for years until partition. The 04 series was a high water, not only in cricket, but for India-Pakistan relations. Apparently, 10 or even 20,000 Indians went over to Pakistan, land they'd never visited. They were welcomed with open arms. There are stories about them being given free hotel rooms, about them being given free meals, and even free taxi rides. And there's even anecdotes that several Pakistanis pretended to be Indians because they wanted to benefit from the largesse.
In 2011, India won the Cricket World Cup, which was contested in India. They beat Sri Lanka in the final to become the first team to win the cup on their home turf. So are they regarded as the world's top team today?
They're not considered the top team. They are a top team. What India is in cricket is the most important commercial block just by its sheer size. They've got a very important and prominent professional league with players from all over the world, except for Pakistan. They don't hire Pakistani players since the Mumbai bombings. However, it's top cricket on both teams.
Tell me a little bit about what you are most looking forward to in the context of this trip.
First of all, I'm looking forward to watching the matches. These people in these spectacular uniforms on this beautiful expanse of grass. Cricket's a beautiful sport, both for the eyes and the ears. But most of all, I'm looking forward to the human stories. I'm looking forward to people coming from Pakistan back to visit villages or towns that they left in 47 that they haven't been able to come back since. I'm looking forward to people from countries that are technically still at war, finding common cause, not just in cricket, but in food, in music. Both countries share a passion for cricket. They share a passion for Bollywood. I'm looking forward to the human story.
Ken Shulman will be departing shortly for India and the cricket matches there between India and Pakistan, about which he will be informing us shortly thereafter. Ken, have a great trip.
Thank you, Bill, and namaste.